Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. You know, I had some guests scheduled today, but I just went ahead and canceled them 5 minutes ago because I want to take time out to not just rant and rave myself or listen to the interesting and informative guests that we bring you each day. I want to hear from you. First-time callers will go to the head of the line. People that disagree are the only group that can trump first-time callers. But everyone is always welcomed, and we appreciate your phone calls. We're live. It is the 26th day. It's already Wednesday, the 26th day of March 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I was going through my stacks of news last night and noticed in the last week I probably didn't cover about half the news I had printed off and wanted to talk about. So I will try today to just briefly mention some of the things that we haven't alerted you to. Also, there is a huge, important stack of news in front of me today on human rights worldwide, on what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the cashless society enslavement grid. A lot of important audio clips are going to be playing today as well. So we have a big broadcast lined up for you. But I would like to hear listeners call in and discuss the Supreme Court in oral arguments saying that they believed in restrictions of the Second Amendment, that it was a right, but that it can be heavily restricted. And then now we're set for them to rule coming up in the next 2 months. Big attack on the Second Amendment and how that ties into New York, Boston, Chicago, D.C., Dallas, where police come to your doors, Phoenix, Tucson, the list goes on and on, Portland, where they come to your door and knock on the door and say, we want to search for illegal guns, or we want to make sure your guns are properly stowed, just a safety check, ma'am, please give us authorization to come in. Now, this is just now getting attention, but for at least 8 years, I've been aware of it, starting in Dallas and Tucson. Dallas, Texas, Tucson, Arizona. People think this is just going on in Boston and New York and Chicago and D.C., where the people are basically disarmed slaves to a great extent. No, this is happening right here in the heart of Texas. And it's part of a larger program of control. So we'll be breaking that down, and also I'll be reading some of the comments from the Infowars.com page where people comment on these articles about this because they bring up points. You know, so often I think about points when I'm not on air, and then I get on air, and it's like I lose 20 or 30 IQ points because I get all excited and hurried. But then if I go back to your comments, it reminds me of the very things I'm thinking, and more often than not, angles that I didn't even think about. I learned so much from your emails, your comments you post on the PrisonPlanet.com forums, on the Infowars.com stories, and the Infowars network, where everybody has their own little private MySpace page where you can post your own blogs, videos, articles, really taking off there at Infowars.com. But in the interest of trying, I've gotten a little better over the last year, but not as good as I'd like. In the interest of trying, that when I do take calls, I actually go to them. In the interest of that, I'm going to come back after this break, mention some of the news headlines, and then I'm going to go directly to your calls early in the next segment. And I want to take 100 phone calls today. I'll most assuredly fail, but that is a good goal to shoot for. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, we could get 1,000 phone calls. The question is, will I actually go to them or cut you off in time to go to the next? We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, there's a bold new program going into effect in Boston, raising a lot of eyebrows, mine included. See my eyebrow going up? Police call it Safe Homes, and it allows officers to enter a person's home and search their kids' bedrooms for guns, all without a warrant. Parents are free to turn down these searches, assuming they understand that clearly. Critics say this is a violation of the Constitution, but the Boston Police Department says, hey, we're just trying to make our streets safer. We're not really trying to arrest people. Yeah. Our legal panel here now, law professor at Pepperdine University out in beautiful California, Matthew Rosengart, and former Westchester County prosecutor and Fox News legal analyst, Jeanine Pirro, joins us. All right. You know, Matthew, it's the lawyer in me, but boy, knocking on a door without probable cause and reasonable suspicion, and, you know, intimidating people, just the mere presence of three cops at your door is intimidating. I mean, this is unconstitutional, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a good chance that it is going to be found to be unconstitutional. I mean, even any layman, anybody who watches Law and Order or any show knows two things. One is they have a right not to speak with the police under Miranda. And two, they have a Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. This program is clearly an effort to end-run the Constitution. And even if the police play by the book and try to get consent for a search, because there are circumstances, of course, where warrants are not necessary, it's clear that this is ripe for abuse. People will undoubtedly be intimidated. You have three policemen or FBI agents show up at your door. It takes a lot of moxie to say, no, you can't come in.
Yeah, but they've got a right. They've got a say. And, Janine, I guess if a parent wants their local police to come into their home, clearly they have no control over their teenagers, and now they're just hoping somebody will step in.
Right. I mean, this is what it is. It's a safe home, safe streets program. It is a crime prevention strategy where police, not dressed as police officers, right, not in uniform, go to homes in dangerous high-crime neighborhoods where parents are happy to see them because the parents are now saying, you know what, I can't control my own kids. I can't control their friends. They must give consent. Police cannot go in there without the consent of the parents. And, by the way, they've agreed not to prosecute any of these kids. When I was the DA, one of the things I did was buy back guns from kids. No questions asked. I gave them CDs. I gave them money. I gave them sneakers. We've got to get guns off the street.
Yeah,
and you know what? This is smart.
There's a bunch of caveats here, Matthew, and one of them is they will prosecute if they find a gun that's connected to a crime.
But they're not supposed to go into homes if it's connected with a crime.
What happens if they find
a gun that's in a home that's connected to a crime, then they're going to prosecute.
If they find a gun, sure. But think about it from the police officer's perspective. What happens if they go in and they find a bag of crack cocaine? What if they find
marijuana?
They've
already said they're not going to take it.
Well, no, it's not going to take it. The bottom line, they said we're not going to take small amounts. We know that the...
Okay.
Tell me what a small amount is.
Okay, now that's from a few months ago when Boston announced all of this. The bigger question here is, why is there now a concerted effort to bring this out? Because for at least 8 years, they have had knock and talk in Texas, in Arizona, in California, in Oregon, in New York. And they come to your door and they say, we'd like to do a safety inspection of your guns in Texas. They say, we'd like to check for the safety of your firearms, that they're properly stowed, when there's no law on that, in Arizona. And they target middle-class areas in the West and the South with this program. But you heard this. Oh, the parents want them in. The parents want cops to come to the door and say, let us in, let us look for guns. And I actually went and pulled up what D.C. and Boston are saying they're going to do. It's the same wording. It isn't an amnesty. It's lawyer speak. They're going to bust you for anything they find in your house, but they're going to tell the dumb cattle that they're not going to. And the news is going to play along with it. You know, we played that NBC News piece from yesterday from D.C. They say you're given total amnesty. No, you're not. So, again, it's the government lying as usual. This is supposedly the United States because we have a Fourth Amendment. We have a right to be innocent until proven guilty. We have a right to due process. We have a right to be judged by our peers, a right to privacy and a warrant. Now, the government's attacking the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Second, the Tenth. They're getting rid of all of it wholesale while they build FEMA camps and militarize the police, while mega churches put in thumb scanners for their members to come in. I mean, this is the Orwellian world. While the cameras go in the school bathrooms, while the children thumb scan to get their school lunches. All to track and trace, all to control, all to train you to be a prisoner. It is illegal. The Supreme Court has ruled previously that you can resist an illegal search with force. Other federal courts and state courts have said that. The Founding Fathers said that if someone came to your house without a warrant, without probable cause, if people see you dragging a screaming child into your house that isn't your child and the child's bleeding, they can call the police and the police don't have to wait. That's probable cause. Or if your smoke's coming out of your house, the fire department doesn't have to wait to batter down your door. The Founding Fathers had lived through tyranny. They were geniuses. They could speak five languages on average. They had studied world history. It was reasonable. It made sense If a cop pulls you over because you've got a headlight burned out and there's blood on the back seat and a woman's shoe, he can pull his gun out and say, get out of the car, because he's got probable cause something is suspicious. But you cannot just, and by the way, more lies from Fox News and the people pushing it, two of them pushing it on the show. We now have the newscast footage of them in Boston and in D.C. going out with pilot programs of this. They're in full uniform going house to house saying, I want to come in and search for illegal guns. And if there's any legal guns in here, you're going to be arrested unless you let me in now. You know, that's the trick they use when you're coming in from Mexico on customs. And they say, you don't have any prohibited items here. And you say no, and they say no Cuban cigars. And I was coming back with some college buddies one time, and one of them said, oh, yeah, I got two Cuban cigars, and they threatened him and tore him up and threw him in the trash can. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. If he'd have just said no, they would never have searched his bag, and they would have said, I can't read Spanish. I didn't know that's Cuban. The point is, it's a trick. Now, they've had arrests in Dallas and arrests in, they're doing it in surrounding communities around Dallas, and they've had arrests in Phoenix and Tucson. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. This is the type of issue I want to talk about. It's so over the top that Homeland Security is considering, and we did find the documents and letters and memorandums, that Homeland Security is studying making all air flyers, everyone, wear a taser bracelet to, quote, stop hijackings, just where everyone can be shocked. I mean, do I even have to say how Orwellian that is, how guilty until proven innocent, how it's slave training, how it's ridiculous, how the hijackers will just pull it off, how they're showing us that we're all the enemy? Yeah, there's now part two of that. Paul Watson put a story out yesterday where Homeland Security is doing polls, focus groups, looking at doing it. They want to do it. Do I have to say how off the charts it is that we have video of New York police beating the living daylights out of peaceful pro-democracy protesters in front of the UN building? And you know why the police have now given out a statement? They say, well, the tiny plastic flagpoles. They have little 3-foot-long poles you put the flag on, and the Tibetans out there didn't speak too good in English, so the cops run up and start grabbing their signs. It's, again, any excuse to harass you, any excuse to arrest you. And they beat them with metal batons, bloody. And the big news here is, on the YouTube page, there are 17,000 comments since this went up yesterday, and about 40% of them or so, I read several pages of them, say good. Beat them. So, yeah, these are Buddhists, nonviolent. The cops run up and start telling them they don't have a permit to protest. The Tibetans freak out and get scared, you know, start saying, no, we do, and you know, start waving their flags, and the cops just pull metal batons out and beat them in the bloody pulps. Then they come over and tell the cameraman, we're going to kill you. But that's not the news. The news is, this is now defended. The city of Austin, Texas just lost, the people won, a lawsuit at the state Supreme Court yesterday, because they were saying that you can't stand on the side of the road, or you can't stand at a four-way stop with a political sign. And they arrest you in Austin if you do that now, and Austin just lost a big lawsuit again. Kind of like the city of Austin lost, 27 lawsuits in 2000 for saying you couldn't protest around the governor's mansion without a permit. And we still have, I guess, good courts here. And they said, no, you can do that. Just don't block traffic. Doesn't matter. Austin cops walked up to me a few months ago. It's all on video, and said, we're going to arrest you. You're not allowed to protest Perry out front the Four Seasons. And I said, okay, I'm going to sue you. Go ahead and arrest me. And they said, okay, we are. And they got the riot cops lined up, and they backed down. Because other cops were shaking their heads going, no, no. You could see them arguing. No, no. I don't want to lose my house. Alex Jones is going to sue me. Why don't you just do your job and you wouldn't have to worry about that? This is America, land of the free, home of the brave. I promise, your calls when we come back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphelousia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Okay, we're going right to your calls, and then I'm going into masses of news, but we're taking your calls right now. John in Illinois, you're our first caller of the day. Welcome.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? It's an honor to speak to you.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know, I started listening to you a few years ago, and I've taken a lot of your advice. And I bought some silver and I bought some gold, And I'm looking at this, you know, a lot of people where I go buy silver from, they freak out because of the fluctuation. And I'm looking at, like, five-year charts and 10-year charts, and I'm actually looking at a 600-year chart. And I'm seeing on here where silver was actually at one time far more valuable than gold. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I know that silver at certain times in history, fine silver or silver made into spoons, silver made into tea sets, was close to the value of gold, but I am not familiar with the time. Why don't you enlighten me?
Well, I'm actually looking at the chart right now, and it goes back to about the 1340s, and it's showing by 1998 dollar value that silver was actually almost 2-to-1 over gold as far as value goes, and it looks like it goes up into the beginning of the 19th century, and it was pretty constant throughout those years, and it got up to the 20th century where the Fed took over, and the graph just went sporadically out of control, and gold went way up and silver went way down. So I was just, you know, I've been buying more silver here recently, and I'm just hoping that it goes up again. But
well, I know this. Gold just went up again, and I appreciate your call. The only downside of taking a lot of your calls is each of you get about a minute and a half. Gold is exploding back upwards again. That is in the news stack. We will be covering exactly why that's happening. Chris in Georgia, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Listen, thank you.
It's a little off topic, but I was just listening to Glenn Beck, and he had that little dainty English fella that was with you at Bohemian Grove on, and they had done an article in his I guess, online magazine, basically just making it sound like, you know, they're the ones who cracked the case on Bohemian Grove, and he went there with you, but yeah, he thought that you were crazy, but oh yeah, you were right, and trashing Jim Tucker with the Bilderbergs, oh, they're crazy, but oh yeah, they do meet in secret, and they're powerful people wanting to, you know, influence, you know, the way we live, and I just really
look. Glenn Beck spends all his time acting like he's a patriot. He'll claim he's fighting the law of the sea treaty, but then when it actually comes up for a vote, he won't talk about it. He'll claim he's against the New World Order, then he'll push every one of their agendas. Glenn Beck is really a piece of work, and John Ronson did crack the Bohemian Grove. And I've always told that story. It's in my film. John Ronson called me and said, we can't sneak in because of liability. We'll be sued. Will you go into Bohemian Grove? We have a source inside who knows how you can get in. And then I did sneak in with Mike Hansen. And then later that day, I was out towards the edge of the Grove, and I did see John Ronson in past the first gate, didn't see him again, and I said, well, you ended up sneaking in. And he said, promise me your word of honor, you will not say I came in because I can be sued, Channel 4 can be sued. And I said, okay, I will not say that I saw you at least within one layer of the Grove, but you know, we're the ones that snuck in, got the video, got it out. And then he kind of ran around and then double-backed on me. But, I mean, if you watch his TV show, he says, I snuck in. What aired on national TV for 4 years, he said, only I snuck in. Now he comes out and says, no, he snuck in. And John Ronson is quite a character. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I really thought it was just an attack on you. And every time Glenn Beck talks about things that you talk about, it's, you know, it's like he's a day late and a dollar short every time he'll talk about the Bilderberg. He was talking about Oklahoma City for quite some time, and then it's like he just, you know, finally, like, somebody told him to be quiet, and he stopped talking about it.
Yeah, but was he coming right out and saying the government did it?
No, he was talking to Jana Davis and letting her say it.
Exactly. In fact, I've even heard some of those online. He was saying, well, there was others involved, and the government covered it up. But then, oh, by the way, these Iraqis were brought in by Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton. I appreciate your call. Email me the article if you want me to see it. I mean, I really don't care. John Ronson is out trying to sell something, and that's fine. By the way, he sold his book, Them, Adventures with Conspiracy Theorists. No, it was Adventures with Extremists 2, Jack Black. And they're reportedly about to go into production of that, and I talked to the folks involved in production, and it's going to be pretty much a down-the-middle thing. Good! Make fun of me in a major movie. Oh, hurt me, hurt me. I love it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activation that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Finishing up with Oklahoma City, since I mentioned that, the LA Times, the Washington Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, Reuters, the BBC, all reported before the April 19th, 1995 Alfred P. Murrah Building bombing that George Bush Sr. brought in 3,500 plus Iraqi Republican Guard at the end of the first Gulf War into the United States and put them all around the country in different hamlets and different communities. Bill Clinton brought in another 2,000, so the number comes in at above 5,500. Now, local news in Oklahoma, this is in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It's really three films. It's the history of the New World Order terrorism up until that date. Then it's World Trade Center attack, the first one where the feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver. It's all the news articles, all the documents, all the admissions, dates, everything. Federal court records. And then you didn't know that was admitted? Oh, see, that's the problem. This is all admitted. And then it's Oklahoma City. We spend 42 minutes on Oklahoma City. Then we spend about 40 minutes on 9/11. And then we spend about 40 minutes on the police state, the camps, what they were going to do in the next decade, which we're now 6 years later after that film, and it's all happened as I said it would. Wasn't hard. I was reading official government documents, and they're all sourced in the film. Secret camps, they just announced that citizens have been in concentration camps in the U.S. since 1986. It was 12 camps. They were secret. They made them declassified in 96. Now there's 24. Oh, you didn't know there's people already in camps. Oh, okay. Well, it's called the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, and you will be on the Army's own website and read all about how. And they calmly report it like it's good. Kind of like they calmly report Homeland Security is studying, making all airline flyers, children, old women, doesn't matter. Everyone wear shock bracelets, guilty until proven innocent. But I'm digressing. I'm sorry. I said I'd go to your calls. I start thinking about Road to Tyranny, what a classic that is. People are just now discovering that film. Do you know it's hotter today than when I first released it? Yeah, we sell more DVDs. There's more people watching it on the web. That film is hotter now than when I first made it. That's good. It should be hot. But got folks from Space Command in the film talking about their final plan for you and your family. It's something you might want to see. It's 3 hours long. But who knows? Maybe you just want to believe we're still in Kansas and everything is hunky-dory. But in the film, we show the newscast, we show the locals, we show the admissions, we have the witnesses, we go to Oklahoma City, where they were following the Iraqi Republican Guard who were with McVeigh. They were well-known. And they were freaking out over the fact that the federal government had brought them in and was protecting them. They were involved in narcotics trafficking. Perfect go-betweens. Can you imagine 5,000 Republican Guard trained by the CIA when Saddam was our boy, brought back in later, relocated in the U.S.? Perfect operators. They're not the usual crackhead that you got to use as an informant to go set somebody up who's stupid and unreliable. They're not a U.S. citizen who may not carry it out or do it. And if they get busted or caught, you just say they're terrorists. And there are 5,500 of them still in the U.S. And they are ready. The government gives one order, and they will blow up chemical plants, bomb buildings. 5,000 special ops could bring this country to its knees in 1 hour. And that's another thing the New World Order has. And if they want to, they will give the order. And that's just one force. And any of them get caught, any of them get killed, any of them go to the media, no one's going to believe it. It sounds too crazy. But it did come out. 5,500, and they cooked the bomb. They did it all. They were seen by all the witnesses. They were seen on 12 surveillance camera tapes, FBI agents. People say, well, this would come out. People would talk. We've interviewed two FBI agents. They've told the LA Times, other publications, that, yeah, they've seen the footage, and it's two Iraqi men. And then Jana Davis talked about it. She was a local news reporter. And then Al Husseini sued her, and she went to court and beat him, and it turned out it was him. Now, state police did arrest Al Husseini and a bunch of other Iraqis. What was it, about 14 of them? 14 or, it was 14 in the first sweep. They caught them trying to fly out. They were already on the East Coast trying to fly out to back to Iraq, and they were even getting on the planes with they were at the airports when they caught them with the blue jogging suits, with the bomb materials, the State Department called, the FBI called, and went and picked them up and ordered them under national security to release them. Now, again, state police caught them in Oklahoma. State police arrested them, what was it, in Boston, of all places, trying to fly out. And the Fed swooped in and said, release them. And we have two different FBI agents on record who saw the surveillance camera tapes, and it is these men getting out of the cars. Now, we have a surveillance camera of the news was already following them. Now, when the local news knows about the Iraqi hit teams, do you think that the police know? Do you think the FBI knows? Do you think the government knows? Of course they do. I mean, locals were freaking out. There were Iraqis all over the place. And they were at topless bars with McVeigh. But the topless dancers that talked, well, they committed suicide, shotgun blast to the head. The coroner who talked, he died. Cop of the year who drugged the people out of the building, Terrence Yankee, he called his partner instead of being followed by two feds. Then they pulled him over and tortured him for several hours and shot him twice in the back of the head, and that was real suicide. You know, we've gone over all of this. But since the caller raised it, it's the same thing with 9/11. We have the embassy heads. We have on this show, in the news, saying they were ordered to let the lead hijackers, Mohammed Atta, back into the U.S. in late 2000 from their Malaysian terrorist summit. And they were told they're on the watch list. These are terrorists. These are Al-Qaeda. And they said, State Department called, CIA called and said, this is a national security order, gave them the code, and said, these are U.S. government agents. This is part of an intelligence operation. That is their cover. Now, my job is done, folks. I don't have to prove what happened in Oklahoma City. I don't have to prove what happened on 9/11. These guys all work for our stinking black op government. The story's over. Proven. Shut. Done. Over. And I can go on for hours. The head of the Defense Language School goes public and says, we train these guys in spy training at the Monterey School, Defense Language School, source, AP, source, San Jose Mercury News, source, Newsweek, source, Pensacola News Journal. The government never answers any of this, never says what is going on here, or why there's 500 and something Israelis following them around and living next door to them, and why the FBI was paying for their houses, their cars, their credit cards. We're in trouble, folks. You know what 5,000 Iraqis can do? You know what 5,000 special forces can do? Do you know what they can do? What they can go to the top of a building dressed like maintenance people with certain gases and put it into the ventilation? And believe me, don't call up and say I'm giving them ideas. Believe me, they've all been trained in what to do. They were trained in the 70s and 80s at Fort Benning, Georgia, in this country. Believe me, they know what to do. They don't need me to tell them. You know what 5,000 hardened special forces soldiers can do? And it's perfect. Cops catch them, locals shoot them, people grab them. Oh, it's an Iraqi. They'll take that Iraqi in, they'll beat him half to death, they'll drug him up, and they'll roll him out, and he'll say whatever he's supposed to, and they'll send him to the lethal injection table. Now come out in federal documents and come out in sworn testimony, and even been in a few national newspapers, that what we always told you, McVeigh was special ops. And boy, they sure set up their own man, didn't they? Just like Lee Harvey Oswald was CIA special ops, his CIA control number is now public. This is how they operate. Okay, I said I'd take calls, and I've taken two calls. But people bring issues up like this. It's too important. Let's go ahead. And people say, well, why are you still alive? Oh, Ann, you were next. You disagreed from New Mexico. I was going to skip ahead of Tony and David and Mike and Alan and Bill. And I was going to go to you, Ann, at 1-800-259-9231. You just called in 5 minutes ago. You can't wait to disagree with me? 5 minutes? I'm sorry, it was too important what the caller brought up. How there are 5,500 Iraqis ready to burn down every major city in this country. You know what 10 special ops can do in each city? You know what they can do? The panic they can cause? You know what the yuppies are going to do? And I'm not saying they're ever going to implement this plan. It's just kind of like the country has a shock collar around its neck. Or I liken it to the movie Dune with the heart plug. The country has a heart plug. They just pull it and we die. And they'll tell you Al-Qaeda and Iran did it. Makes no difference that Iran is not Al-Qaeda, that they're Shiite, the polar opposite in Islam. Means nothing to the idiots in the streets. And that's why the wolves have come. When you're a bunch of dumb, slack-jawed fools that don't know how the world works, you get, and you bet I'm bitter and angry. Man, I want to be out fishing. I want to be working a 9-to-5 job. I want to be out having fun with family, screwing around. You think it's fun to be the leader of the, quote, patriot movement and the heir apparent, everybody says? I don't like that title. You know how dangerous it is? You know the responsibility? And to know that we can have such a wonderful future, but we've got to be a bunch of gullible idiots, and so we're going into slavery. You bet. I get nasty. I get mad. And for that, I apologize. But I'm angry. Tony in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, I was wondering if you see any correlation to these changes in our civil liberties and to the loss of some of our rights. Plus, you know, you've advocated the 10 signs that we're seeing, and also some of this rumbling underground buildups that we've been hearing about. Do you see any correlation at all to the possible catastrophe that they talk about December 2012?
You know, I'm getting constant questions and comments about 2012 as the buzz intensifies, and it's a very complex question. I believe the globalists are going to capitalize on craziness going into 2012. They would rather not stage terror attacks or use Iraqi CIA plants. They would rather, or a half dozen other plans they've got for provocateur actions, they would rather go out and infiltrate, you know, a messianic nut group, and they are out there, and then provocateur something. But the globalists also believe in the occult, so they think something big is coming. I don't really put a lot of stock in it. I've studied it. If you really read what the Mayans really said, even if you believe what they said, and I don't, they say it's just kind of like a new year, a new millennium. They say it's a new order, kind of like the New Agers think, you know, the Age of Aquarius began in 2001, or the Age of Aquarius ended, depending on which school you look at, and the new one has begun. It's the Age of Aquarius, the Age of Aquarius, you know, all of that. So they put stock in it, and, you know, using the criminology or the psychopathic New World Order-ology, you ought to come up with a term for studying their, you know, I study them. That does, and the media will then say, oh, look, Jones believes we've entered a new age. No, I believe they believe that. And they're completely out of their minds, but they are highly intelligent, and we're in deep trouble.
Is there any more information that's been released about some of these underground facilities that now they believe are three per state? Do you have any more information? You have incredible channels of information, and I'd like to, you know, get that out, hear what your opinion is on it.
Sure, sure. Let me briefly answer that, and I appreciate your call. It's a really good question. Number one, I am going to make a film on 2012. Just know that Endgame 2 is going to be a 2012 film. And I'll just leave it at that. After my JFK film and 9/11 films are released this year, I am going to make a 2012 film. Okay? I've been planning that for at least 5 years, and there you go. It's time, and that's what I'm going to do. I'll just tell you that's the next project. But it will be unlike any of the other 2012 films you see. It will have a higher budget than any of the, quote, grassroots 2012 films you're going to see. God willing, if I don't die in a car wreck tomorrow or slip and fall on a banana peel. But that's up to the creator, so we'll see what happens. You're asking about underground bases. You know, I never go to the source of some guy who claims he worked in one or some rumor. We have the admissions of underground bases. So I always what is admitted is many, many times wilder than, for some reason, the quote, conspiracy theory movement never covers what they can prove. They always cover what they can hypothetically quizzling about. An example of that is we've had Americans in illegal concentration camps since 1986 in the U.S., and it's on the Army's own website and publicly admitted, but no one wants to talk about it. They'll just talk about their brother's got a cousin who saw a truck overturned with signs that said martial law on them. And people won't talk about the tens of thousands of declassified examples of lethal and potentially lethal, chemical, biological, radiological agents sprayed in subways and ship channels, on public school children, on CPS grab children, on churches, on cities. No one ever, I cover that in Endgame. We spend 20 minutes on it, spending about 30 seconds per example. There were thousands, we only picked a few. Sources, video, admissions, I mean, they'll just murder you anytime they want. It's a God complex. The ultimate power trip. But instead, people want to theorize what chemtrails are. By the way, chemtrails will be in the new film. But it's the same thing with these underground bases. It's declassified. They don't give you the exact specifics. That there is a multi-state network on the East Coast built and completed by the mid-1950s, centering underneath the Capitol, the White House, the Briar Green Hotel, Briar Green or Briar Grove, all over the East Coast. And we know that the government spent billions of dollars in 1950s and 60s money to buy hundreds of giant locomotive drillers that can go through solid rock at about 4 feet an hour, hundreds of them, and that they have been digging ever since. So, yes, there's underground cities just everywhere. And I'll tell you where one is when we get back to Disclassified.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com while you're visiting the online video store. Be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
1947, the government went underground under the guise of national security and the threat of Soviet nuclear attack, which didn't materialize until the mid-50s when our government gave it to them. That's now been declassified. They, of course, killed a few Patsies to make the public think that it had been some rogue group. They had to have that enemy. And one of the first big underground cities built after they built the East Coast Network was built under Fort Hood, Texas, the largest Western military reservation in the world. The Russians, reportedly by the Urals, have a bigger compound. They have underground nuke storing facilities under some hills out there, and I've talked to multiple troops, and I've got other funding documents that are declassified that show that they did pump billions of dollars into underground facilities there. And the MO is that's a nexus point all the way out to Carl, to the different bases in New Mexico, to the different bases in Arizona, to the different bases in California, to different bases in the Dakotas, into bases in Fort Worth. And, yeah, they built underground railroads. And then as for how big the cities are themselves, the Swiss have underground cities for their entire population, and they admit it. And they are set up for 2 years apiece. Every town has one. The Russians have public facilities for their public. The Chinese have them. In the U.S., if you're in major cities, they still have the signs up in parking garages. It will say designated nuclear fallout shelter. You're meant to go into the underground shelter, into the car park, and die. Land of the coward, home of the slave. You see, because we thought we were so free, and because we thought we were so good, the New World Order likes its Russian slaves. It likes its Chinese slaves to a certain extent. It doesn't like us, so we don't get the facilities everybody else gets. And so they just never tell us about them. But they do have massive underground cities all over the nation. Reportedly, some of them have 20-year food supplies, nuclear power plants underground, just everything. And it's all for them. And they are strongly considering releasing bioweapons and just killing all of us. And then they, of course, will orderly retreat to the facilities and kill everyone on the surface. And then they will emerge into their utopia. These are very, 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 very sick people. And they've even done studies on how to shut down the power plants and how to make sure there's not chain reactions on the surface if they do this. And that's what we face. Now, I don't know if they'll implement those plans, but that's who runs things. I mean, there are people that poison your water just to dumb you down so you're more easily controllable. I mean, they're apt to do anything. And there is a giant underground city. You know, Fort Hood is, I saw a report, was it 8 times the size of Dallas or something? I mean, it's gigantic. Look at a map of Fort Hood. It's just up the road from me. And most of the troops, of course, don't even know how big it is or the different facilities that are on it. And it's Austin Bergstrom, the report is, that under the Hilton, the old Hilton, it was a SAC command base, Strategic Air Command. The report is, man, I probably shouldn't even get into this stuff, but they can never track back. Why not just tell people? There's reportedly an underground spur, railway spur, that is one way under that out to Fort Hood. But, of course, I mean, what do you expect from the former SAC command base? Yeah, they used to have the big nuke bombers out there at it. We'll be right back. Okay, look. I did take quite a few calls, but not enough. I don't care how good your question is. I'm rampaging through them. On the other side, 1-800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.